Buongiorno, benvenuti a Given the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. Welcome back to Given the Boot. Sorry I wasn't here last week. I was sick with chest infection in bed. So seem to be pretty much over that now, which is great. And it's a lovely morning. It's almost 10 past 8 here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm happy to be back in the studio. A little bit of crazy Puglian music. That's music from the region of Puglia, the heel of the boot. And an album from the World Music Magazine collection, which was this wonderful magazine, Italian World Music Magazine, that appears to not be being produced anymore, but they did put out a CD for each region of Italy featuring music, both traditional and modern, from the region. And just played a couple of tracks there. I'm featuring that album today. The wonderful band sounds at the Balkan, sort of the Balkan backbeat there, from a group called Talea, and it was called Frasi a Catena, and it's from a CD from them called Jarina Jarinane, and Talea, T-A-L-E-A .net, if you want to check out their stuff. That song is inspired by a narrative technique typical of the Balkans, where the final segment of one line becomes the beginning of the next. And the initial theme is a well-known Albanian tune performed following that pattern, and the accordion in that is particularly interesting. Started off with Officina Zoe, and a track called Rio from their album Sangue Vivo. And Officina Zoe is, they're on the web as well, officinazoe.com. And the word Rio denotes the point where small rivers enter the sea. Although the moment marks their end, it also indicates their entry into a new existence. The dreamy atmosphere is produced by a counterpoint between the deep drone-like basses of Donatello Pisanello's button accordion and Cinzia Marzo's multi-track vocals. Really interesting sound there too. So that's just two of the very many groups that are on this album called Tribù Italiche, and it's the Puglia region that is featured on that CD. In past shows I've played the Sicilian one, and I believe there's one from Molise as well. I'd love to get the rest of those. They're really great. And I'll be featuring some more of that during the show today. And I wanted to stick with the Puglian theme. And when I was digging through my CD collection the other day, I just realized I have a whole lot of music from Puglia, just coincidentally. And one of the newer discoveries that I've made in the last few years is a singer-songwriter who is originally from San Severo in Puglia. His name is Luca De Nuzzo. He is a very interesting and unique performer. He has a really incredible voice, very focused and very intense. He plays the guitar and accompanies himself. He put out his first album called simply Luca De Nuzzo, and he was actually a winner of the Fabrizio De André Prize for Cantautori a number of years ago. So a really great talent. He lives in Rome, and but he is from Puglia originally, and he sings in his native dialect of San Severo. So I'm going to feature some Luca De Nuzzo, and from his album, self-titled album, Vole l'altalene all'autunne.
Bussa forte fino in cielo, bussa tutte mattine. Da quest'aria senza cante di bucella, bussa bussa ste corde in traccia di chistella. Come se acqua e fuoco scessero alla tuna, bussa te fino a me, chiudo l'occhio e vola. Vola all'autunno sopra questa altalena. Spizzo color scuro d'un'arva la nuda, fui aiucato e dai vela da fortuna, fui fu senza vedere nessuna chiara da luna,
Voi come foglia l'intelligenza di uno starnuto, vossa da fino a me, fatta vossa e vola. Vola l'autunno sopra questa altalena. L'ora che ce ne ve, l'ora che va, l'ora che prima dopo t'hanno trovato, l'ora che t'hanno cercato, ci può vedere, ne picchia, isso da posso lo fa, ulà. Vivo vino quando è rosso, che ti porta sangue nuovo, bracci voglia fino a quando la finì, pure se chiova metallo fredda come un odore, trova sputo tutto un nostro da scriva, vossa da fino a me, vossa da fino a morire, ora all'autunno sopra questa altalena. E quando si arriva da fumo da fondo se mi chiudere tanta manà, spegne tombette tutte frutte che un maturo quando vedo munna, che chi un nente da raccontare, tazze e cucchiere e una vecchia decedura, mossa da fino a me, spatta da un bacio in muro, vola l'altalena l'autunno, vola, vola, mossa da fino a me, spacca tutti i muri, come se volesse campare. D'ora che ce ne vedo, d'ora che va, d'ora che a tutti costa tanto trovare, d'ora che tanto c'è che tu ne capi dove va, gli si fa solo volare, d'ora che tanto c'è fai, c'è papà dentro, minchia, canta così, la 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 la.
Chiana se ne vena piripicchia va vestuto come un pinguino, mo caveno a mamette in mezzo shake, mo caveni u giubileira. Gi diceva dosse cande, dosse balle, gi diceva sindo figlie, zombe fresche. Gi diceva dosse cande, dosse balle, gi diceva sindo figlie. Fila dritta. Gi nascemmo dritta a dritta, gi cacciava con un bastoncino. Mo cavina piripicchi, già madano cannelicchi. G judeceva la mațat că s-o avut, judeceva la mațat că s-o dat. Deu să cande, deu să bală pe la șornet, sunt de fighe, file drit. Zombe frische, già lasciate nu belle shake. Dove se cande, dove se ballo per la scernata, sento figlie file dritte. Sei nasciuto per i picchi e va vestuto come un pinguino. Mo cavino a mamette mezzo shake, mo cavino ciubileire. Giudeceva dosse cande, dosse balle, giudeceva sinde figlie zombe fresche. Giudeceva dosse cande, dosse balle, giudeceva fresca, 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 fresca.
Madonna, do you get the way? the queen shall my put that the fellow. Hey, caught shallow gore in the day, you the loan. When you the queen shall my put that the fellow. So my comes a pile, comes a little bit of a bar. To see the fellow motor, while you love when you're the fool.
Again, another wonderful track from the album Tribù Italiche, Puglia. And that one was featuring the Cantori di Villa Castelli, and it was a pizzica di Villa Castelli, traditional song, traditional dance tune. And it was recorded back in 2005 in Villa Castelli, which is in the province of Brindisi. And it was recorded by Mario Salvi and Gian Domenico Caramia. And Mario Salvi, info at mariosalvi.it if you want some info about that. And the people who were singing and playing were Vito Nigro, voice, Martino Carbotti, the organetto, and Cosimo Barletta, tamburello. It's a local button accordion repertoire. It's very famous in that area for the pizzica, which is literally refers to the sting or the bite, and it's here presented in two of its most typical forms, the tarantella or tarantella or melanconia, melancholy, minor key version, and the major one called pizzica pizzica. The former one's used to heal the tarantula bite, while the latter is still played to accompany a dance of the same name. And you'll probably know that you've heard the word tarantella before. It's often related also to music of the area around Naples as well. So there's a little bit of a crossover here between the southern west of Italy and the southeast of Italy. So we're in the southeast, in the heel of the boot, in the Salento region around that area. Often is another tradition where the pizzica tradition is quite strong. I'll be playing some music also by another few groups who use that in their music too, including Nidi Darak, which is a sort of play on words from the word for spider, spiders. It's backwards, arachidi. Pretty funny. Anyway, that was Cantori di Villa Castelli. And before that, two glorious songs. One started off with Luca De Nuzzo from his self-titled album, and that was a track called Vole l'altalene all'autunne, which is in his local dialect of Sansevero. Translated into Italian would be Vola l'altalena in autunno. And his songs are really full of beautiful imagery, quite poetic. It takes a little while to listen to them a few times and you really get into it. Really lovely CD. He's got a new one he's working on right now, and I know I'll be seeing Luca, ciao Luca, in Rome later on this year, hopefully. Maybe even being able to perform on stage with him, which would be great. Then we also heard from a group called Piripicchio. The album's called Piripicchio. The group is called Addosso agli Scalini, and they are based in Bari. And a wonderful CD of theirs, which was out on the Ludos label. And we heard the title track, Piripicchio. Very interesting sounding, the mix of the traditional and his voice is so deep and gorgeous, but he definitely has there's the new sort of spaciousness in the production and the sound. It's definitely sounds modern in some ways, but retaining some of their traditional sounds too. Has a wonderful picture of, apparently the story is that there was this this guy who was known as Piripicchio. And so this song is sort of written about him. His name was Michele Genovese, but he was known as Piripicchio, and he was born in 1907 and died in 1980. The text was written by S. Sadda and the musica by El Loprieno, and those are two of the guys in Addosso agli Scalini. All right, allora state ascoltando Given the Boot. Io sono Linda Bull, sono le 8:30 di mattina qui a CITR 101.9 FM a Vancouver sul campus dell'Università di British Columbia, qui in Canada ovviamente. Per quelli che magari state ascoltando dall'Italia. Benvenuti, spero che ci siete. E allora, andiamo avanti. Volevo farvi sapere, infatti all'inizio ho fatto sentire due pezzi da un disco Tribù Italiche, Officina Zoe con il loro brano Ryu e poi Talea con il loro brano Frasi a Catena. E, Talea sono un gruppo, ho visto su internet, hanno una pagina praticamente con delle informazioni, ma ho visto che l'uomo che suona la fisarmonica, l'organetto, si chiama Admir Skurtash, e lui fa parte anche di un altro gruppo della Puglia di cui ho un disco, e loro si chiamano Oppa Chupa e fanno musiche da danza dell'est Europa, che è musica molto bella, che viene dall'Albania e anche dai altri paesi balcani. Quindi vi faccio sentire dal disco Live in Contrada Tangano, un pezzo scritto proprio da Admir, che si chiama Artigana.
Thank you.
Subete gara
tre voci molto belli. Sono Anna Cinzia Villani, Raffaella Aprile e Maria Mazzotta. E questa è La strada delle donne belle, un brano tradizionale registrato nel luglio del 2006 a Villa Guariglia, in provincia di Salerno. E questo è un gruppo composto da tre soliste salentine con l'intento di far conoscere il repertorio e le tecniche vocali dell'aria. Il canto proposto è presente in particolare a Ruffano come serenata o pezzo di intrattenimento durante i lavori agricoli. Molto interessante. E infatti mi fa ricordare un po' la musica dei Balcani, del Mister de Vox Bulgare, le donne bulgare che cantano. Loro fanno un canto un po' così. E prima di cui abbiamo sentito un pezzo dalla banda che si chiama Banda Adriatica. E Banda Adriatica sono un brass band allargata ad altri strumenti e specializzata nelle processioni a mare per la Madonna, dai porti dell'Adriatico e dalle navi che lo attraversano. Per le mani di questi musicisti marinai arrivano marce e pizziche balislavi e serenate greche. E sono guidati dall'organettista Claudio Prima. Band Adriatica, loro hanno un disco che ultimamente è uscito, si chiama Contagio, e ho fatto sentire un pezzo che si chiama Brindisi Dici, prima di cui Oppa Ciuppa Live in Contrada Tangano, un bellissimo disco con un pezzo scritto dalla organettista di quel gruppo, si chiama Artigana. Sono tutti musicisti e gruppi che vengono dal sud, dalla Puglia, di diversi posti, però oggi sto specializzando in musica pugliese. Quindi qui sono le 9:15 a Vancouver, in Canada. Siamo a CITR 101.9 FM qui a Vancouver, CITR 101.9, the radio station of UBC. So here I am, Linda Bull, the host of Give 'em the Boot, and you're listening to a lot of music from southern Italy, from the heel of the boot in particular, the region of Puglia, focusing on today. And just heard some crazy vocal music from three wonderful women singers, Anna Cinzia Villani, Raffaella Aprile, and Maria Mazzotta. And they were recorded live in 2006. And they're just specializing in a certain type of solo singing from the Salento area. Before that, heard a group called Banda Adriatica from their album Contagio, and then a wonderful Balkan Italian mix in a group called Oppa Ciuppa, and featuring the fisarmonica or organetto type of accordion in both of those pieces. It features a lot in southern Italian music, or in Italian music in general. And what else have I got to play for you today? I had lots of Puglian music. there's a group called Nidi Darak who I'd like to feature next, and they began performing in the middle of the 90s, so they're a fairly new group. They developed a particular style, their approach to southern music, emphasizing music of the Salento area. At the same time, they weave in more contemporary sounds. And going to play a track from their self-titled album. And it is called Ai Tamburiedu. And it is written by the leader of the group and the guy who plays percussion and sings, Alessandro Coppola. This is an album from a few years ago, Nidi Darak.
Thank you. sta chiove sta niva cae pa pantoni no se morgia la chira cali pampaciuni no.
Rosa Paeda, a wonderful singer from southern Italy, from the Puglia region, and that was a track called Mamme Nan Geste Yeah. And it's a traditional song of Puglia about a girl joking with her boyfriend, telling him her mother's not at home, so he can't go and visit her. It could be dangerous. Composed by Eddie Romano, who is Rosa Paeda's musical partner. The music gives a bit of an idea of, you know, the changing rhythm follows the rhythm of the words. The second part of the song is actually in homage to Balkan music, and it has the reek, the Arabian drum, double bass, flute, clarinet, as well as accordion and vocals by Rosa Paeda herself. That's from her first album called In Forma di Rosa. Lovely album. And we heard also Mascari Miri from the Tribù Italiche Puglia series, a wonderful track called Bendiri. And this group, that's the name of the track. And the album is La Notte della Taranta, live in Villa Ada. And this group is led by Claudio Cavallo Giannotti and his tambourine, and also by the sound of Vito Giannone's Cuban tres. Mascare Miri present what they call trad innovation, a fusion of traditional repertoire of the Salento area mixed with music and sounds from elsewhere. Really interesting sound. So that's Mascare Miri. And I will be putting this information up on the Give 'em the Boot MySpace page. So on the blog section, I will put a playlist there so that you can check it out. And don't forget also that you can podcast any of Given the Boots shows that have happened. They're all up there archived. So go to www.citr.ca, click on the podcast link, then you can click on the name of my show, Given the Boot, and up will come a listing of the past, I'm not sure how many shows, but loads of shows, and you can just download it, listen to it anytime you want. And I do put the playlists up as well. So if you're always, you know, interested, feel free to email me, givetheboot@gmail.com. givetheboot@gmail.com. And what else did I squeeze in there? Oh, I started off with Nidi Darak, a group who are also from, some of the members are from the Salento region, from their album, self-titled album, and that track was Ai Tamboriedo. So there you go. You are listening to Give 'Em the Boot. It's just past 9 o'clock here in the studio at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's happening around the Italian world of Vancouver. The Italian Institute of Culture in Vancouver, which is on West Hastings Street, doing, as they always do, a cinema series. This Thursday is commemorating the centennial of Anna Magnani's birth. The Institute is presenting a series of films of her, some of her greatest acting achievements. This is the last in the series, a not-so-famous film called Siamo Donne, We the Women. It's going to be this Thursday, August the 28th. And it's at 6 p.m. at the Italian Institute of Culture, which is 500-510 West Hastings Street, Vancouver. It is free admission, no pre-registration required. If you want to find out more information, go to the Italian Institute of Culture's website, which is iicvancouver.esteri.it. And it's great that they do this series of free movies. And it's in black and white. It's in Italian with English subtitles. It's a film by Roberto Rossellini, I believe. Let me check here. Actually, no, there was another one by him, but this one is, this film is... episodes conceived by Cesare Zavattini. The idea was to apply the poetic of daily life to famous characters. All the protagonists in play, in fact, play just themselves in this not-to-be-missed film. Interesting. It says the screening of the series is a not-too-famous film directed by four masters of cinema. So Roberto Rossellini, Luchino Visconti, Luigi Zampa, and Gianni Franciolini. So in fact, a four... famous directors filming Magnana playing herself, starring against Ingrid Bergman, Ali Davalli, and Isa Miranda. Interesting. I haven't seen that film or heard of it, actually. So anyway, this Thursday night, 6 p.m. if you want to go. And also coming up next week, there's in September, loads of good things. There's on the first anniversary of the death of Luciano Pavarotti, the Institute's playing homage to him with a multimedia lecture on September 4th. There's also going to be an interesting talk about living it up in rural Roman Italy, the country mansions of the mega rich. So it's sort of archaeological information on Friday, September 19th. And also the visual arts, if you're interested in Michelangelo, there's going to be a lecture by Professor Nancy Crawford about the Sistine Chapel on September 29th. So all these wonderful things happening at the Italian Cultural Institute in Vancouver. Also, the other place for Italian culture in Vancouver is the Italian Cultural Centre. And they've just released their September calendar of events, and there's lots of good things happening, including the Italian Cineforum, and they're going to be playing very famous Luchino Visconti film featuring Alain Delon and Claudia Cardinale. It's called Il Gatto Pardo, The Leopard. It's a novel written by Giuseppe Tomasi di Lampedusa, very famous Italian literary great, and it's a 1963 film by Visconti, very famous, and it's also free, popcorn and admission. Free for all, and it's at 7 o'clock on the 8th of September, so if you want to check that out. They're also having Italian wine tasting, cooking classes, book presentations, all sorts of really interesting stuff, and their website is italianculturalcenter.ca. So there we go for stuff happening around town. And I'm just going to play a little bit more of Puglian music, and then I'm going to finish off with some music from Africa. A little bit of kora in its various sort of, let's say, juxtapositions with other musicians. I've got a bit of jazz kora, a bit of kora with Swedish fiddle, a bit of traditional kora, and some kora with banjo. So a whole bunch of good stuff. But I will be playing just after this little PSA. I'm also going to play, I wanted to play a track from this very interesting CD by a group called Nistanimera, and they do Greek songs from Calabria and Puglia. The album is called Core, and I'm going to play a track called Evo e Muteo, as well as a track from Guaragnaun, another wonderful group from southern Italy, from their album U Diavole e l'Acqua Sante.
Sealed with a Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM presents the Stanley Park Singing Exhibition, a two-day musical extravaganza with a focus on the art of song singing. Sunday, August 31st features Nico Case, Andrew Bird, Destroyer, Deerhoof, The Evaporators, while Monday, September the 1st features The New Pornographers, Black Mountain, Stevie Jackson of Belle and Sebastian, The 1900s, and Bisquit. Both shows are at the Malcolm Bowl in Stanley Park. Doors at 3:30 p.m. Advanced tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, Red Cat Records, High Life Records, and all Ticketmaster locations. Brought to you by Sealed with Kiss and CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Are you looking to fulfill your passion for justice? Join us. The Vancouver Rape Relief and Women's Shelter is looking for women volunteers to help us run our 24-hour rape crisis line and transition house for battered women and their children. Training is 6 weeks long and free. Training starts now. Please call to book a training interview. Phone us at 604-872-8212.
All right, that's just about it for me here on Given the Boot this morning. It's almost 9:30. I'm just going to leave you with one track, a little bit more Cora for you, from Jamie Stone and Mansa Sissoko's album Africa to Appalachia. And this is a Jamie Stone original called Dakar. Jamie used to live in Vancouver and was a member of the Pacific Bluegrass and Heritage Society when he was learning bluegrass banjo. He has been living in Ontario for a long time, but he's in Colorado right now. He met Mansa Sissoko, who is a Malian griot who plays Cora, who now moved to Montreal. So there's the Canadian connection there. It's a great album, just released this year. And stick around. I'll be back next week. Bryce is here for Third Time's the Charm at 9:30. We'll see you all then. Okay, bye.
This is Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Ah, here you go, yeah! Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm, every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.